题目是我赐给你们一条新命令。
弟兄姊妹、慕道的朋友，早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们一起同心祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
感谢你，我们有生命气息在今天的主日早上来到去朝见敬拜你。
We give thanks that we have breath and life so that we can assemble before you this morning to serve and worship you.
天父上帝，再一次感谢你，你藉着你爱子耶稣基督的十字架上面成就的救恩，将我们从罪恶过犯当中拯救过来。
Heavenly Father, we once again give thanks for the salvation that the Lord Jesus prepared for us on the cross.
让我们成为天父上帝你的儿女。
So that we can become children of the Heavenly Father.
天父上帝，你亦都赐我们地上有弟兄姊妹。
And Heavenly Father, on this earth, you give us our brothers and sisters.
有以勒家。
We have Jaira Fellowship.
让我们来到同心同行来到走这条天路。
So that with the same heart, we can walk together to walk on this heavenly path.
你都留下你宝贵的话语。
And you have also given us your precious word.
因为你的话是灵，是生命。
Because your word is spirit and is life.
让我们得着安慰，得着激励。
So that we can be comforted and we can be empowered.
你都恳求真理的圣灵来到去引导我们进入真理的当中。
And may the Spirit of Truth lead us to enter into your truth.
以至到无论讲嘅、听嘅都同得造就。
So that the one who speaks and those who listen can be built up.
我哋将以下嘅时间仰望恩主你嘅手里边。
And the time that is to follow, we lift up into your gracious hands.
我哋咁样祷告系奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, petition, and thanksgiving are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。刚刚在上个星期
In the last week,
土耳其和叙利亚地区发生 7.8 级的地震。
In Turkey and Syria, there was a 7.8 magnitude earthquake.
在新闻报道的当中
And through the news reports,
看到的到处都是颓垣败瓦。
We could see that everything was in ruins.
亦都睇到地震之后嘅生还者
，and we could see the survivors of the earthquake。
佢哋焦急嘅系等待紧救援嘅人员
，and they waited anxiously for rescuers。
将被埋于瓦砾嘅家人嚟到去救出嚟
，to rescue their family members who were buried in the rubble。
无奈由于倒塌嘅房屋系太多
，but due to the number of collapsed houses。
搜救的资源亦都系有限
，and the limitations of the search and rescue efforts，
引致失救的伤亡人数系直线嘅上升
，the number of casualties that were unable to be rescued was increasing，
而生还者亦都因着失去挚爱嘅亲人
，and the sad faces of the survivors who had lost their loved ones，
佢哋所流露悲伤嘅脸容
，their facial expressions，
实在系令人动容。
Are truly touching.
但在另一方面
But on the other hand,
让我们再次被提醒生命的稍纵即逝
Let us once again be reminded that life is fleeting.
在路加福音13章所记载
In Luke chapter 13, it is recorded.
主耶稣讲到西罗亚楼的倒塌
When the Lord Jesus was speaking about the Tower of Siloam,
压死了18个人
which collapsed and killed 18 people.
主耶稣要带出的重点
The main point that the Lord Jesus was emphasizing
那是人的生命是极其的脆弱
is that human life is extremely fragile.
生命是可以在霎时间
Life can be taken in an instant.
在不可预知的情况和时间之下被夺去
Under unpredictable circumstances and at unpredictable timing.
据报今次嘅土耳其嘅地震
，and it is recorded that this earthquake that occurred in Turkey
系发生喺当地清晨嘅4点左右
，that it occurred at 4 a.m. in the morning in their local time。
人仍然喺睡梦嘅当中
，and at that time people were asleep。
咁所以主耶稣提醒
，so the Lord Jesus reminded us，
人应当把有限嘅生命。
That people should seize their limited lifetime.
悔改回转
To repent and turn towards.
歸向獨一嘅真神。
And to turn towards the only true God.
世人實在需要主耶穌基督並他釘十字架寶貴嘅赦罪嘅福音。
The people in the world truly need to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus who was crucified for the forgiveness of their sins.
誠然好似保羅所講。
And it is just as Paul said.
然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？
How then can they call on the one they have not believed in?
未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？
How can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard?
没有传道的，怎能听见呢？
And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
咁所以基督圣徒有其当尽嘅本分。
And so Christian saints have their due duty.
既然我哋已经得着赦罪嘅救恩，
That since we have received the salvation of the forgiveness of sins,
我们也有责任,
we also have the responsibility,
并且成为神手中合用圣洁的器皿,
to become holy instruments of God,
去将福音带给世人,
to bring the gospel to people in the world.
但首要的条件,
but the first requirement,
是要有爱人灵魂的心,
is that we must have a heart that loves the souls of mankind.
这份的爱,
And this love
并非是人世间所讲的爱,
is not the kind of love that one finds in the world.
因为人世间的爱是带有条件的爱,
because the love of mankind is conditional love.
我所讲的,
and what I am speaking about,
乃是从基督而来的爱,
is the love that comes from Christ.
一份无条件的爱,
an unconditional love,
到底的爱,
that loves to the full extent.
让我们同心同声的再次读出今天早上其中一段的正道经文，就是记载在约翰福音的13:34-35.
Now let us read together a passage from this morning's sermon scripture from John chapter 13, verse 34-35.
好，如果预备好的，我们一起的用中文来读一次。
Let us read it together.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
约翰福音从13:16从十三章到十六章是记载了主耶稣基督被卖的那一夜。
In John chapter 13 to chapter 16, it is a record of the night that the Lord Jesus was betrayed.
他和门徒在最后晚餐的时候。
During this time that the Lord Jesus shared with his disciples at the Last Supper,
主藉着那段的时间专注他们去教导门徒。
The Lord used this time to focus on teaching his disciples.
并且告诉他们听
and to also tell them
将来要成就的事情
about the things that were to come
刚刚读到这两节经文
and in the two verses we just read
主耶稣期望门徒在他离开之后
the Lord Jesus hoped that after he left his disciples would
能够彼此相爱
that they would love one another
为什么呢
why
因为门徒在席间再次的争论谁为大
Because the disciples were once again arguing about who was the greatest among them.
咁如果你睇翻路加福音嘅22:24咧，有嗰个记载喺里边嘅。
And if we look back at Luke chapter 22:24, it is recorded there.
相信大家都仲记得雅各同约翰两兄弟啦。
And we may remember the two brothers James and John.
咁佢哋其中十二个门徒之一啦。
And they were among the 12 disciples.
咁佢哋以为天国即将降临
，and they believed that the kingdom of heaven was about to come。
佢哋竟然要求喺主耶稣得国之后咧
，they asked the Lord Jesus that after the kingdom had come，
一个坐喺佢嘅右边，一个坐喺佢嘅左边
，that one of them could be seated at the Lord's right hand and the other at the Lord's left hand。
咁当然，其他十个门徒听到呢两兄弟向主咁嘅要求咧。
So when the other 10 disciples heard the two brothers' requests to the Lord,
就非常的恼怒,
then they were very upset.
咁所以争论谁为大喺门徒中间系常常嘅重复出现。
So this debate between the disciples that about who was the greatest among them continued to occur.
直到最后晚餐嘅时间，仍然嘅争论不休。
And until the time of the Last Supper, they were still debating among them.
点解主耶稣话赐俾门徒彼此相爱系一条新嘅命令呢？
Why did the Lord Jesus give the disciples this new command to love one another?
咁其实喺旧约嘅时候咧
，And in fact, in the Old Testament,
神已经向属佢嘅子民
，God had already given to His people,
颁布咗要爱神爱人嘅命令
，a command for them to love God and to love their neighbor.
呢两个命令系分别记载喺旧约嘅生命记嘅六章五节同埋利未记嘅十九章十八节。
And these two commands are recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5 and Leviticus chapter 19 verse 18.
生命记嘅六章五节呢度讲到，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
In Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
而喺利未记嘅十九章十八节讲到，不可报仇，也不可埋怨你本国的子民，却要爱人如己。我是耶和华。
And in Leviticus chapter 19 verse 18, do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against one of your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord.
咁所以旧约嘅律法最大嘅诫命就系尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你嘅神。
So the greatest commandment of the Old Testament law is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
其次就系爱人如己。
And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself.
咁点解喺主耶稣嚟讲又系一个新嘅命令呢
？So then, on that day, why did the Lord Jesus say that it was a new command?
第一个原因。
The first reason.
犹太人熟悉旧约嘅律法。
The Jews were familiar with the law of the Old Testament.
佢哋亦都知道律法当中最大嘅诫命。
And they also knew the greatest commandment in the law.
但系佢哋能讲不能行。
But they couldn't practice what they preached.
因为他们彼此间充满嫉妒、争竞、仇恨和结党。
Because among them they were filled with jealousy, rivalry, hatred, and division into factions.
所以主耶稣所讲的新命令。
Therefore, the new command that the Lord Jesus was speaking about.
对于犹太人来说是新的事物。
Was something new to the Jews.
主耶稣和门徒洗脚。
The Lord Jesus washed the feet of his disciples.
在犹太人的拉比当中
And in the eyes of the rabbis,
实在是匪夷所思的
It was unimaginable.
更何况主耶稣
And even more, the Lord Jesus,
因着爱的缘故
because of his love,
为到世人的罪
for the sins of mankind,
被挂在木头上
he was crucified.
第二个原因
The second reason,
主耶稣要门徒明白彼此相爱嘅真正意义。
The Lord Jesus wanted his disciples to understand the true meaning of loving one another.
正如先前嘅提到
，Just as we mentioned earlier，
门徒争论谁为大。
The disciples were arguing amongst them who was the greatest.
因为门徒嗰阵时
，Because the disciples at that time，
佢哋仲未识得去彼此嘅谦让包容。
Because they did not know how to be humble and to be tolerant towards one another.
反而言之
And on the other hand,
他们非常计较在天国里的身份和地位
They cared more about their status and their position in the kingdom of heaven.
如果你看回四福音的时候，你会看到他们重复的为此而起争论
And if you look back at the four gospels, you will see that they argued about this time and time again.
可见得呢个事情系困扰佢哋。
And from this it demonstrates that this matter bothered them.
而主耶稣要佢哋效法舍己嘅爱。
But the Lord Jesus wanted them to imitate his self-sacrificial love.
喺约翰福音15章十二节呢度讲到。
In John chapter 15 verse 12 it says.
你们要彼此相爱。
My command is this.
像我爱你们一样。
Love each other as I have loved you.
这就是我的命令。
This is my command.
咁呢度其实耶稣基督又再重复，就好似佢正如喺呢个约翰福音十三章三十四节嘅 嗰条嘅新嘅命令。
And here the Lord Jesus repeated once again.
主耶稣要门徒彼此相爱。
The Lord Jesus wanted his disciples to love one another.
就好似主耶稣爱佢哋一样。
Just as how the Lord Jesus loved them.
而主耶稣嘅爱系去到边一个嘅程度咧？
And to what extent does the Lord love them to?
约翰一书三章十六节呢度讲到。
In 1 John chapter 3 verse 16.
主为我们舍命。
Christ laid down his life for us.
我们从此就知道何为爱。
This is how we know what love is.
我们也当为弟兄舍命。
And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers.
主耶稣为到每一个佢所爱嘅。
The Lord Jesus, for the sake of everyone that he loves.
当中包括门徒。
Which includes his disciples.
包括你同我。
It includes you and I.
因着爱我哋嘅缘故。
For the sake of loving us.
甘愿为到我哋嘅罪舍身十架。
He was willing to sacrifice himself on the cross.
呢个系牺牲舍己嘅爱。
This is a sacrificial love.
虽然喺最后晚餐嘅时候。
And although during the time of the Last Supper.
门徒仲未明白。
The disciples still did not understand.
直到主耶稣受死、埋葬同复活之后。
Until the Lord Jesus died, was buried, and was raised again.
佢哋先至完全嘅明白过嚟。
Then they fully understood.
第三个原因。
The third reason.
喺约翰福音十四章十六节呢度讲到。
In John chapter 14 verse 16 it says.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
I will ask the Father and he will give you another counselor.
叫他永远与你们同在。
To be with you forever.
当主耶稣被接升天之后。
When the Lord Jesus was taken up into heaven,
就差派圣灵来到我们的当中。
He sent the Holy Spirit to be among us.
圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里面。
The Holy Spirit pours out God's love into our hearts.
在旧约时代，没人能够将爱的命令实践。
In the days of the Old Testament, no one could carry out this command for to love one another.
因为人根本没有能力去爱神，去爱人。
Because human beings are fundamentally unable to love God and man.
但如今,
But now,
圣灵已经内住在一切属神的子民的心里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in the hearts of all the people who belong to God.
以致我们有能力去爱神、爱人。
So that we have the strength to love God and to love others.
主耶稣要门徒彼此相爱。
The Lord Jesus wanted his disciples to love one another.
主耶稣唔单止同昔日嘅门徒讲
，And the Lord Jesus was not only telling the disciples of that time.
主耶稣亦对你同我
，The Lord Jesus also says this to you and I.
以勒家嘅每一个肢体嚟到讲
，To every member in Jaira Fellowship.
而彼此相爱，我哋系有学校嘅对象
，And in loving one another, we have an example.
主耶稣同门徒讲。
The Lord Jesus said to his disciples,
我怎样爱你们?
How I love you,
你们也要怎样相爱?
You should love one another.
主耶稣和门徒一起生活了三年的时间。
The Lord Jesus lived among his disciples for 3 years.
主照顾他们身心灵一切的需要。
And the Lord cared for all their spiritual and mental needs.
那到最后主同门徒嚟到洗脚。
And in the end, the Lord Jesus washed the feet of his disciples.
除咗显示佢谦卑服侍
，which not only demonstrated his humility and his servant heart，
更加嘅寓意主洗涤门徒喺属灵上沾染嘅不洁。
But he also was willing to wash them from all the impurities in their hearts.
当中包括佢哋嘅失败
，which includes their failures.
佢哋嘅疑虑。
Includes their shortcomings,
憎敬嫉妒
their dispute, then their hatred,
种种
etc.
但主耶稣仍然嘅忍耐陪伴佢哋嚟到成长
But during this time, the Lord was patient with them.
因为主既然爱属佢嘅人
because since the Lord loved those who belong to Him,
就爱佢哋到底。
He loves them to the full extent.
保罗在腓立比书亦都提到主耶稣。
Paul also says in Philippians about the Lord Jesus.
是我哋完美嘅学校嘅对象。
Is that he is the perfect example that we should learn from?
或者我哋都一齐翻到腓立比书嘅二章五节嗰度。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 2, verse 5.
腓立比书二章五节到二章八节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to chapter 2, verse 8.
相信大家都系非常嘅熟悉。
And we may be very familiar with this passage.
我都深盼就是大家能够系将呢几节嘅经文能够背诵过嚟。
And I hope that we can memorize this passage.
腓立比书嘅二章五到八节。
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 8.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心信服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
腓立比书二章八节讲到主耶稣神圣为人。
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, it speaks of the Lord Jesus coming into the world as a man.
因为爱我们一般极之不可爱。
Because he was willing to love us who are unlovable.
并且不配得赦罪救恩的罪人。
And are undeserving of forgiveness and salvation.
他甘愿担当我们的罪。
He willingly bore our sins.
就自己卑微。
And he humbled himself.
全心信服。
And became obedient.
以至于死。
To death,
且死在十字架上。
Even death on a cross.
在神面前的俯伏谦卑。
To bow down and to be humble before God.
不单止蒙神的悦纳。
Is not only accepted by God.
更是基督圣徒一生需要学习的功课。
But it is a lesson that Christian saints need to continue to learn throughout their lives.
因为。
Because.
神阻挡骄傲的人。
God opposes the proud,
赐恩给谦卑的人,
but gives grace to the humble.
神赐恩给谦卑的人,
God gives grace to the humble.
就正如主耶稣在登山宝训所说,
Just as the Lord Jesus said at the Sermon on the Mount,
虚心的人有福了,
Blessed are the poor in spirit,
因为天国是他们的,
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
虚心的人是指到认识自己在灵里面的极度的贫乏。
A person who is poor in spirit refers to someone who is aware of the extreme poverty in their own spirit.
一无所有。
That they have nothing.
并且更认识自己罪人的本相。
And they understand their own sinful nature.
愿意在神面前认罪悔改。
And they are willing to confess and repent before God.
寻求神赦罪的救恩。
To seek God's forgiveness and salvation.
唯有谦卑的人才懂得去爱神、爱人。
Only humble people know how to love God and to love others.
谦卑的人就正如林前十三当中其中所讲的。
A humble person is just as it describes in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
不求自己的益处。
They do not seek their own benefit.
用我们接下来来看这个约翰一书的二章七到十一节。
Now let us read another passage together from 1 John chapter 2, verse 7 to 11.
这段也都是已经在周信里面我们一起的同心同声要读出来。
And this passage is also printed in the bulletin. Let us read it together.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我写给你们的不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所领受的旧命令。这旧命令就是你们所听见的道。再者我写给你们的是一条新命令，在主是真的，在你们也是真的，因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀。人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里。爱弟兄的， 就是住在光明中，在他并没有半跌的缘由。唯独恨弟兄的是在黑暗里，且在黑暗里行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。
Dear friends, I am not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new command. It is truth, its truth is seen in him and you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the darkness. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there is nothing in him to make him stumble. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded him.
其实这一段的经文呢,
and in fact, in this passage,
是对主耶稣在约翰福音所提到赐下生命新的命令是进一步的闪释和有一个对比在里面。
This passage in the Gospel of John, the Lord Jesus gives further explanation in comparison to the new commandment.
在约翰福音约翰一书这几节的经文提到黑暗这个词汇。
In 1 John, this passage mentions this darkness.
黑暗是代表住罪恶以及撒旦所掌控的世界。
Darkness represents sin and a world that is controlled by Satan.
在提多书的三章三节
in,
对黑暗有一个很贴切的描写。
In Titus chapter 3 verse 3, there is a very apt description of darkness.
我们从前也是无知、背逆、受迷惑、服侍各样私欲和宴乐，常存恶毒、嫉妒的心，是可恨的，又是彼此相恨。
At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another.
活在黑暗里的人。
People who live in darkness,
他们不能够掌控自己的生命。
They cannot control their own lives.
他们只能够受周遭的环境所支配。
They are controlled by the surrounding environment.
如果他们遇到喜欢的人和事,
If he meets something or someone that he likes,
他们会开心快乐。
They will be happy.
但如果他们遇到不喜欢的人和事,
But if they meet someone or something they don't like,
他们就会生发埋怨和生气。
They will complain and become angry.
活在黑暗的人更可悲的，他们不明白福音。
What is even more woeful is that those who live in darkness do not understand the gospel.
更加不知道死后会去哪里。
And they do not know where they will go after death.
这些人会是最终受神来审判。
And these people in the end will be judged by God.
而且结局就会被丢到硫磺的火湖。
And in the end, they will be thrown into the lake of fire.
那里主耶稣曾经讲过，那里的虫是不死，火是不灭的。
And the Lord Jesus had described this as a place where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched.
不信主的人在那里是会永远的受煎熬。
And unbelievers will be tormented there forever.
再者在黑暗里头的人呢？
Furthermore, those who are in darkness,
他们不单止成为自己的绊脚石,
they not only become their own stumbling blocks,
而且更成为其他人的绊脚石,
but they also become a stumbling block for others.
通常这些人是非常骄傲,
usually these people are very proud,
而且狂妄自大,
and they are very arrogant.
不但只让自己来到痛苦,
not only do they make themselves suffer,
更带俾周遭嘅人所接触嘅人好多嘅烦恼。
But to those who come into contact with them, it gives them even more trouble.
咁然而喺约一书二章十节讲到爱弟兄就喺光明中。
However, in 1 John chapter 2 verse 10 it says, "Whoever loves his brother lives in the light."
在他并没有半跌嘅缘由。
And there is nothing in him to make him stumble.
换句话讲咧。
And in other words.
属神的人正正和在黑暗里的人是相反的情况。
A man of God is exactly the opposite of a man in darkness.
他们明白并且接受主耶稣基督并他钉十字架的赦罪福音。
They understand and accept the gospel of the forgiveness of sins of the Lord Jesus and Him crucified. And because they have the Lord Jesus in their lives,
他们在世上寄居的日子,
during their time on this earth,
活得有价值, 有意义,
they live with value and meaning.
而且他们因着有目标和方向,
and because they have goals and directions,
所以不会成为自己的绊脚石,
they will not become their own stumbling blocks.
而且更加会谨慎,
and they will be more cautious,
让自己不要成为别人的绊脚石,
so that they do not become a stumbling block for others.
不过, 这里我想提醒弟兄姊妹,
but here, I once again want to remind brothers and sisters,
我们必须要谨言慎行,
we must be careful in what we say and do,
以免绊跌别人,
so that we do not cause others to stumble.
因为主耶稣曾经讲过绊跌人的后果,
because the Lord Jesus once said the consequences of being a stumbling block to others.
或者我们一起回到马太福音18章6节，听下那个后果是什么。
Let us read Matthew chapter 18, verse 6 together.
马太福音的18章6节。
In Matthew chapter 18, verse 6.
当然在18章7、8节都有再讲，再有详细的引申， 但我只是读这一节，18章6节，马太福音，我们找到一起读。
Let us read together.
凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒的， 倒不如把大磨石拴在这人的颈项上，沉在深海里。
But if anyone causes one of these little ones to, who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea.
所以绊跌人的人，那个罪是非常的大。
So those who cause others to stumble, the sin is it is a great sin.
还有一点就是属神的人呢?
And another point is that those who belong to God,
他们对人有爱,
they have a love for others,
有体恤,
they have compassion,
并且愿意饶恕其他得罪他的人,
and they are willing to forgive those who offend them.
属神的人当他们遇到未信主的人,
and when people who belong to God meet others who have not yet believed in the Lord,
他们会生发怜悯和体恤的心,
they will have a heart of compassion and sympathy.
因为曾几何时,
because there was once a time,
他们和这些未信主的人一样,
when they were like these unbelievers,
都是活在黑暗的里头,
and they also lived in darkness.
但是当他们蒙恩归主之后,
but at the time of their conversion,
因为有爱人灵魂的缘故,
because they have a heart that loves the souls of mankind,
愿意和这些在世人眼中不可爱的人来交往,
they are willing to interact with those who are thought to be unlovable by the people of the world,
并且向他们传主耶稣基督并他钉十字架的福音,
and to preach to them the gospel of the Lord Jesus and Him crucified.
最后让我们看约翰一书的2章9节。
And finally, let us look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 9.
约翰一书2章9节这里讲到, 人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还在黑暗里。
In 1 John chapter 2, verse 9, anyone who claims to be in the light, but hates his brother, is still in the darkness.
记得主耶稣曾经讲过的比喻,
the Lord Jesus once gave us this parable,
记载在马太福音18章23到35节,
that is recorded in Matthew chapter 18, verse 23 to 35.
当中讲到一个仆人欠主人1,000万银子,
and it is a record of a servant who owed his master 10,000 talents.
他恳求主人来宽容他,
so he begged his master to forgive him.
最后主人动了慈心,
and in the end, the master showed mercy.
免了他的债,
he forgave the debt,
并且释放了他,
and let him go.
相反，当这个仆人见到欠他10两银子的同伴呢？
But on the contrary, when this servant saw a fellow servant who owes him 100 denarii,
他不单止没有宽容他的同伴,
not only was he merciless to his companion,
而且将他下监,
but he imprisoned him,
等他还清个欠债,
until the debt was paid off.
当这个主人知道这个仆人对他的同伴所作的,
when the master heard what this servant had done to his fellow servant,
就将仆人交给掌刑嘅。
He handed over the servant to the jailers.
等佢还清佢欠佢嘅债。
Until he could pay back all he owed.
咁所以马太福音十八章三十五节，主耶稣呢度讲到。
And so in Matthew chapter 18 verse 35, the Lord Jesus said,
你们各人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄。
This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you.
我天父也要这样待你们了。
Unless you forgive your brother from your heart.
其实个重点，整个比喻嘅重点呢？
And in fact, the main point of this parable.
所以我哋系蒙神怜恤。
That we are people who have received mercy.
蒙恩嘅罪人。
And grace from God.
我哋得彼此嘅饶恕。
We also have to forgive and accept one another.
彼此嘅接纳。
And to accept one another.
亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
但愿我们被主耶稣基督牺牲舍己的爱所激励。
May we be compelled by the great sacrificial love of the Lord Jesus.
遵行主的命令。
To obey the command from the Lord.
愿意彼此的相爱。
And be willing to love one another.
以致吸引世人来到认识主。
So that we can draw people of the world to know the Lord.
让主的名得荣耀。
So that the name of the Lord can be glorified.
诚然以勒家已经是成立了就来八年。
Admittedly, Jireh Fellowship has been established for almost 8 years.
前面的日子没人知道。
And in the days ahead, we do not know.
但是深信神是会有带领。
But I believe that God has a plan for us.
重要的是。
And what is important?
不要将起初的爱心离弃。
Is that we do not forsake our first love.
弟兄姊妹能够在主里面。
Brothers and sisters, to be in the Lord.
彼此的相爱。
To love one another.
谨慎自守。
And to be alert.
以至到不会成为其他人的绊脚石。
So that we do not become a stumbling block to others.
因为我们知道主真的快要回来。
Because we know that the Lord will come again soon.
因为我们知道真的万物都就来终结。
Because we know that the end of all things is at hand.
让我们一同起立，我们同唱回应诗歌，万物的结局近了。
Let us stand and let us sing the responding hymn, The End of All Things is at Hand.
我们一同唱两次。
万物的结局近了，所以我满了，谨慎自守，警醒步步，最要紧的是。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
感谢你这个圣经来提醒我们。
We give thanks that through the Bible you remind us.
万物的结局的确是紧要。
That the end of all things is at hand.
天父上帝，求你来到去帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
让我们能够彼此的切实的相爱。
To help us to love one another.
主啊，求你来到帮助我们。
And Lord, may you help us.
不要离弃当初的爱心。
So that we do not forget our first love.
以致我们能够继续的在十字架的道路上来到紧紧的跟随你。
So that we can continue on this path of closely following the Lord.
主啊，求你来到帮助我们。
And Lord, may you help us.
我们能够谨慎自守。
May we be alert and sober minded.
警醒祷告。
And to pray.
更加不要让自己成为其他人的绊脚石。
So that we do not allow ourselves to be stumbling blocks for others.
天父，求你来到去帮助我们。
And Heavenly Father, may you help us.
求你来到帮助以立家。
May you help Jaira Fellowship.
我们这样祷告感谢交托，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, petition and thanksgiving are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.